again, fellow travellers. Happy New Year's Eve and welcome to You Should Have Been There and the seventh of our 12 Days of Christmas mini podcast quiz with me, Simon Calder.
And me, Mick Webb. And this is how it works, if any reminder is needed. We provide you with daily clues to 12 different places, let's call them destinations, within Europe. Each of the destinations is from a different country, and what you have to do is guess the destination and then at the end see if you can work out the link between the 12 of them.
We'll give you all the answers afterwards in a separate podcast. And let's go with the seventh destination and the first clue.
What are the location's distinguishing features?
A very broad river runs through it. Crossed by one of Europe's most distinctive bridges. It could be Liverpool or Rome.
Or anywhere.
But it's not.
Give us a building to admire.
This emblematic 1970s structure gives you a whole new angle on housing, and cubic meters take on a whole new meaning. Part of it, by the way, is a very good value youth hostel.
How about a night out to remember?
You should definitely try this venue, whose name includes a popular hot drink. But we're not in prêt-à-manger territory anymore, and some of the menu would be illegal in most of the rest of Europe.
And what about food? A typical dish, maybe.
Can I interest you in a thick stew that is refrigerated, rolled into balls, breaded and deep-fried? If not, the surrounding area may be more to your taste with some celebrated dairy-based products.
What famous people hail from here?
Students, well, let's call them scholars, who enjoy placements across Europe will thank this local hero, who also has that distinctive bridge named after him.
Are there any statues to reckon with?
For this festive quiz, the good news is there's a statue to Santa Claus. Unfortunately, it may not be entirely suitable for children due to the Christmas tree he's holding, bearing a strong and unfortunate resemblance to a sex toy.
And now, something for 2024?
Local merchants can offer a wide range of sex toys for the new year, but personally, I'm looking forward to the opening of the Migration Museum.
That's it for the clues.
More tomorrow in Podcast 8. Don't forget that all 12 of them are linked, and not just because they're all places in Europe.
Please share our podcast, send the link to your lucky friends and family to see if they can do better than you. For now, from me, Simon Calder.
And me, Mick Webb. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And goodbye from me, Dervla, as well.